May God's blessings and favor be upon you, dear family. Mother Claire began, I am here, Lord. Help me, please, to concentrate. I bless myself with holy salt. Lord, I want to be privy to your heart's emotions. I am thinking no one knows his heart better than his mother. Blessed Mother, I want to be closer to him than ever. I want to be his companion, who always has her eyes and feelings fixed on him and what matters most to him. Jesus, grant me this request, please. My sweet one, you know what you are asking of me, do you not? What are you willing to give up to have all of me? To keep your head on my heart and know the sufferings and disappointments I go through. Are you willing to accompany me on these journeys filled with bitterness and pain? I think not. But you could make me stronger. A sweet expression of almost affectionate exasperation settled over his holy face. Indeed. I am willing, but you must prepare yourself for new struggles. I am not saying it is impossible, only that it will cost you much. Lord, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. You own it all. Oh, my love, I honor your desire, but I never built you to withstand that kind of pressure. Although I could moderate it so you can be closer than you are now. Of course, you rest in my heart, or should I say, you are restless in my heart. But I can remove parts of the veil a wee bit at a time to allow you to adjust step by step. Oh Lord, my heart cries out to be totally united to yours. It is very true that I am, but a mortal with desires that can only come from heaven. Will you help me? I will, but be prepared for more trials. The truth is that I can make you stronger, tiny steps by tiny steps. Be alert to my moods. Transfer your attentions from the worldly things to just me and only me. Come here, my precious gift. Come here, rest on my breast, and enter into my heart of sorrows. Jesus, I think this is where I belong. I find no comfort in those other places. He held me tightly and said, This is where you belong. Wrapped up tightly in my arms. From this place, you can do so much more for souls and the kingdom. I have had such a fight against lukewarmness for so long. You have had much to consume your mind, but now you have two faithful men beside you. It's time to relax, Claire, and come back to me in such a way that you know these two souls are dedicated to keeping you in the saddle. Truly, I have done a major work in both their hearts, and they will stand beside you and give you strength and faithful, prompt support. I am gracing them with these gifts as we speak. They shall be faithful and not turn a deaf ear to your needs anymore. I am raising them up so I can draw you into my passion, the place you have always longed to be. Now you are undergirded by them, so I can call you up higher to minister through my passion and touch hearts in a most profound way, the way you have always wanted to. Amen.